So, pub quizzes. First of all, in America, we don't have pubs, which is a damn shame. It's one of the, you know, it's one of the really major reasons why America is not the leader of the free world.
So, so what would you call a pub quiz, and where would you have a pub quiz?
Well, this is what we're talking about. What is a pub quiz? Ali Bosted, office manager, stage manager. You actually participate in them. You take them, right, in Sonoma?
I do, and in fact, we have an Irish pub in Sonoma.
See?
Well, it's called Murphy's.
It's called Murphy's. So that's how you know it's Irish.
Larry Murphy started it, and it is, I believe they call it Trivia Night, but pub quiz sounds better.
Trivia Night, okay. So is that what, but then we've discovered on this tour of, where are we? New Zealand. this tour of New Zealand, that not only does Ali Bosted take pub quizzes there at Murphy's Pub in Sonoma, California, but that Davey Naylor, stage manager for our Belgium Holland tour, stage manager for Lost Reduced, stage manager for the video of the complete works of William Shakespeare Bridge, and now wardrobe master of the Hollywood Show. You are a designer of pub quizzes, right? You're a creator of pub quizzes.
I do like a good pub quiz. I like being in them with a team, with some friends. I also like setting a good pub quiz, particularly hard pub quiz. No easy ones, you know, my house.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 234, Pub Quiz Hotshot.
I think Ali's right. Pub quiz does sound better than trivia night. So,
yes.
is really in actuality a pub quiz trivia really just a trivia night?
I guess so, but as the name implies, it's in a pub where there's alcohol involved, which helps. There normally are cash prizes or prizes which could be consumed at the bar. So it just makes the evening go a little bit more livelier, that's all.
Right, so the alcohol is a little bit like the weather in a football game or on a racetrack, you know, the alcohol. Oh, he's really good when he's drunk. He's really good. They want to pour a good stiff drink here at this pub because that's how he's going to do well. Well, how do you go about creating a pub quiz?
Well, it all depends on what kind of pub quiz you're setting. I mean, if you are theming it, you can theme it with music. You can theme it with, any kind of subject you really would like to. The ones I set are just general knowledge quizzes. So I tend to basically have 2 weeks preparation before I know that I'm doing a quiz, and then I do it at the last second because I can't be asked to do it. So then I just do it the night before. Just like
like our shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Thrown together at the last minute by Davey Naylor. Yeah.
Like when they wrote the Bill of Rights, the night before it was due. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, and you said in last week's podcast, you said that we are at our funniest when we're in the van. And I'm not sure that we were at our funniest necessarily in the drive down here from Auckland to Wellington, but certainly you were holding forth on a variety of topics, a myriad of subjects, and you have an extensive knowledge of many, many things, none of which seem to be terribly important.
No, that's very true. I am. I know a lot of things about a lot of things, but none of them are useful. I know a lot of trivia. So I'm very good at a pub quiz, for
example. So deep down, you're shallow.
Very shallow indeed. Yeah. I'm the shallowest person, yes, I know.
But is that part of the expertise of a pub quiz? Is this like Jeopardy? I mean, is that what it is? I mean, Ali, you participated in them. Is it like Jeopardy? Is it a lot of useful knowledge in a lot of different topics? That's what gets you to the top of a pub quiz?
It's a lot of useless knowledge.
Useless. Okay.
And one of the problems I have with pub quiz, at least at home, is the sporting questions. I'm terrible.
You're terrible at sports.
I'm terrible at anything having to do with any sport, really.
What? Well, so what's your strength, then?
I'm a Let's see, I'm fairly good actually because of the Bible show. I have a pretty pretty decent knowledge of the order of things when you go through the Bible, because I have to think in my head, okay, when does Reed go out in what costume, and when does that happen?
At what point does Reed go out in the Easter Bunny costume? Yeah.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, right. Yes, and similarly, I have a very good knowledge of American history through the history of the American history show. So.
You can't possibly win an American history pub quiz based on, with your only knowledge being from the Complete History of America or Bridge.
There would never be an American history pub quiz.
Okay. Oh, all right. So, all right. So there are limitations as to what a pub quiz would be. What are topics for a pub quiz? What would be themes for a pub quiz?
Well, any kind of theme, really. Of course, we English, we like our sport. You could throw in a few political questions, geography. Think of anything from Trivial Pursuit. In fact, that's where I think most people get their answers for, their questions. When they're setting a pub quiz, they just look through an old Trivial Pursuit board. You know, but the problem is, you know, sometimes when you get the really old ones, you know, you get questions about Ronald Reagan and the Soviet Union.
Czechoslovakia.
Not kind of current, you know, today, but, you know, have to...
Fair enough. Well, here's a cultural thing. You know, back in the day when we played Trivial Pursuit, you know, the little pieces of the pie that you would win, we called them pookies. Is that what... At least we called them that on the East Coast in New England when I was in grad school. Is that what you called them? What did you call them in Sonoma, California?
The little wedges in the Trivial Pursuit game.
Wedges? Okay, wedges. That's nice. Not pookies, but it's nice. What about...
Yeah, we were more traditional. We went for wedges.
Wedges. Mm. I'm going to stick with pookies, I have to say.
Pookie was Garfield's teddy bear.
What?
Garfield's teddy bear was Pookie.
Oh, really? Well, that explains the class of people that I was playing with, I think, clearly.
Explains nothing.
I have never done a pub quiz, a bar quiz. I know a lot of trivia, but I don't hang out in bars and pubs very much, so I'm not very useful.
That's the problem. You've attended Murphy's Pub in Sonoma. It's a great place.
You know, we go rarely.
Oh.
It's Allie's hangout. It's just not my hangout. Once or twice a year.
Mary's Pizza does not have a pub quiz.
No, they don't, but they have excellent pizza and pasta. Yeah, maryspizza.com.
They should sponsor the podcast.
Seeing as we're here in New Zealand doing the Completely Hollywood show, do you think anyone here at the table has any Hollywood trivia? Maybe I've got one to start us off.
All right, go ahead. Go for it.
You know, in Hitchcock's Psycho, the blood they used was chocolate sauce.
Well, yes, I did know that. I did know that because in black and white movies, chocolate syrup, we call it syrup in the States, reads as blood.
Well, that's what Hitchcock used for blood. That's trivia number one. Anybody else?
RSC movie trivia. Name the two films in which Reed Martin is in the credits.
I can do that. It's pretty easy.
Well, of course you can, but can the listeners?
Can the listeners? So the first person who sends us an email telling us what two movies Reed Martin appeared in will get something to be determined later.
IMDb is cheating.
We're currently in the Hotel Bristol Pub here on Cuba Street in Wellington, New Zealand. We've got the rugby on one screen. No, we've got the rugby on all screens. There's no cricket tonight?
There's no cricket tonight. I don't know what happened to the cricket.
All right. And and because we're in a pub, let's take a break now because I have to pee. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Right.
Pee it all round.
I'm Tom Conroy. I'm the promoter of the Reduced Shakespeare Company's tour of New Zealand, and these are a great bunch of guys, very talented and very popular on our shores. You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Right now, at this precise moment, you can see us in the Auckland, New Zealand airport, where we have a 9-hour layover. But in 2 weeks, you can see us for a week at the San Jose Repertory Theater in San Jose, California, then for 5 weeks at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And towards the end of the run, you'll be able to see us, or at least hear us, on the BBC website as well. We'll pass on that information when we get it. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
You know, it's fascinating. I'm a big fan of Weekend Edition on National Public Radio, and on Sundays it's hosted by Leanne Hansen, and she has a regular feature every week. She talks with puzzle master Will Shorts, who is, in addition to creating puzzles for Weekend Edition on National Public Radio, also puts together the New York Times crossword, the famously difficult New York Times. Well, it ranges in difficulty, depending on the day. Davey, can we consider you the puzzle master of the Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast?
I do like a good cryptic crossword. The Guardian crossword is my cup of tea.
Is it?
It's the one I do every day when I have a Guardian.
Right.
And when I get back, I will be studying the Guardian.
Can I ask what you look for in a good crossword puzzle, in a good pub quiz? What makes one great?
Well, a variety, basically. Variety is a spice of life. When you're in a pub, you see you get regulars that come along, but also you get people that have never been to a quiz before. In fact, they might just turn up and not realise there was a quiz on, so they just have a go. So you want to make a few questions easy for everyone. You want to obviously make a few questions reasonably hard. You have a varied thing, not too much sport, because people don't like sport.
Yes, we've heard that from Ali. Yes, she's raising her hand now, in fact.
Yes, unless it's a themed sport quiz,
right.
In which case no one will turn up, because everybody hates sports quizzes.
Right, and you, strangely enough, you mentioned sport, and Reed Martin has a question.
But not related to sport. How many pub quizzes have you put together, and what have been the topics? And can you give us some examples of questions?
Oh, my word. I can give you a good coin flip. Which side of a coin is called the obverse side?
Tails. I'm going to say tails.
No, it's heads.
So it's counterintuitive.
Tails is reverse.
Interesting. Why do you know that?
I think I was on Wikipedia one day and found that out. Most of my questions come from Wikipedia, so I can't exactly the veracity of them. But that's apparently true. So yes, that's a good one. Because it's a good coin flip. You see, it's kind of like a question. If it's a tiebreaker, you could ask that one, because it's virtually like flipping a coin. Really.
Right, you got a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Davey, what is the name of your local? Do you want to give it a shout out?
Yes, I'll give it a shout out. It's the Ship Inn on Kennington Road.
It's the Ship with a P.
The Ship, S-H-I-P, the Ship on Kennington Road in Lambeth in London. And they do quizzes every 8 o'clock every Thursday evening. So if you're in London, if you're listening to this in London, London calling, hello.
Hello.
Go down to the Ship on a Thursday night.
And are you always there?
Not always, because I'm in New Zealand.
Right. But generally, if they were to go there, they could find a gingery-looking stage manager. They would see you.
Yes, indeed. And my wife joins in as well. She likes the quiz as well. In fact, we're both setting the quiz next month.
All right. We'll keep an eye peeled for that.
And Ali. Murphy's on the Plaza in Sonoma is the pub. When do they have quiz night?
That's a Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m.
And Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m., do you go a lot, frequently?
You know, I haven't been in probably the last 3 months, maybe more.
But when you go, the people that are there, are they there because of the quiz, to participate in the quiz, or have they stumbled in and they go, oh, look, a quiz?
Most of them are there for the quiz, but Sonoma is a tourist destination, and we do have the tourists that wander down. It's down a little alleyway off First Street East, and they wander down and, oh, what's going on? So they kind of sit there and look very lost, and someone will, you know, invite them to the table, have them join the team. We do have prize-wise. It's a bottle of local wine. Usually it's a not very good bottle of local wine. But
even a not very good bottle of wine in Sonoma County, near next to Napa County, it's still going to be good. Yeah, that's all right.
You're only eligible for the prize if you have four team members or fewer. More than four people, not eligible for the prize. Also, no smartphones. That's not cool.
Oh, yeah, no, I imagine. Sure, that makes sense. Now, it's Saturday night in New Zealand as we record this. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, Molly Malone's pub, 6:30. We are going to go participate in their pub quiz, and they said on the sign there's no limit to the number of people you can have on the team. So we can all go, we can all participate, and the prize is a $100 New Zealand gift certificate at Molly Malone's.
So if we win, we have to stay there the whole night to spend it, because we're going back to Los Angeles the next day. So.
And with the price of beer here, that's about five rounds.
Yeah. Yes, we have to spend it that night because we leave the next day.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how we do.
I have one more thing as well. I have another Hollywood trivia question that... Don't write in. There's no prize for this one, but when you look it up, you'll be quite surprised. Here's a question. In the film Top Gun with Tom Cruise, when Goose dies...
What? He died?
Yes.
When Goose... Spoiler alert!
Sorry. Well, you'd all have seen it by now. It's about 25 years old. In the film Top Gun, when Goose dies, which actor becomes Tom Cruise's co-pilot? Look it up. You'll be surprised.
Meg Ryan.
Not Meg Ryan.
Damn, I was so close.
No, I won't tell you the answer. You'll have to go and look it up. You'll be very surprised.
We are now at the pub quiz at the Molly Malone's on the Sunday night. You're speaking with now Quiz Team Aguilera. And how did we do in the first two rounds? How would you say?
Well, the pitch round, not so good, I don't think. No. But I think
we got maybe 5 of 8.
Probably, yes. But I think we did rather well on the TV and movie round, which I think we got 15 out of 15.
I believe we did.
Now, Austin, could you describe for our listening audience what the picture round was like?
Yeah, so the Pictionary round was the first round. It was a visual where they had two pictures that would illustrate, or a single picture that would illustrate a rock band. So they had an LCD screen and a stereo system there to represent LCD sound system, for instance. They had a picture of Groundskeeper Willie and Commander Lord Horatio Nelson for, of course, Willie Nelson. And we think we got, what do we think we got? We got five?
We got six.
We got six.
Six out of eight or nine
in the first round. But then we got 15 out of 15 in the second round. In the sports round, third round, thank goodness we had David Naylor here, because it was a sports round, and they were interesting. They were not American sports. Was there a single American sport question in there?
I think one answer was Cassius Clay.
Right.
But yes, they were asking about, what, Australian netball?
Well, yeah, New Zealand netball, and diving, a diving question, lots of rugby.
Yeah, English.
Formula One was in there.
But by and large, Allie, Davey, you're the experts. Is this an easy quiz so far, or is this a tough?
It's, as we would say back home, piss easy.
Allie?
I have to edit that out.
Sorry. No.
I wouldn't, because that's rude.
How would you describe it?
I would just say easy. But, well, the TV and movies, you know, we have kind of a bias toward that.
That's right. The TV movie round was particularly easy for us, but maybe not quite so easy for everybody else.
Right, and I knew one answer on the sports section, so that was Cassius Clay.
Yeah, we all, yeah.
And I'm really hoping it's him and not George Foreman, so there you go.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. The answer was, in fact, Cassius Clay, but sadly, Quiz Team Aguilera lost the pub quiz and were not even in the top three. We had a horrible picture round where we had to identify Autobots from the Transformers. That was our Achilles heel. And, it must be said, the winning team had easily 10 or 12 people on it, meaning their $100 bar certificate was good for about one drink each. Ah well, we'll get them next time. Send us your trivia via email to feedback@ReducedShakespeare.com. You can also post comments at our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, quiz mistress Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand, and also this week by Michael Faulkner for his Matrix-y track in the middle. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Julia Parker. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Tom Conroy, our presenter down here in New Zealand, for taking such good care of us during our 2 weeks here. We had a blast and hope it won't be another 17 years before we can come back down again. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 234 702nds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.